And this is a kind of pretty nasty area here. I've got a boiling pool on both sides.
Temperatures here are about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's warm enough for edible grasses, moss and lichen. Since Viking times, sheep have roamed free, grazing here. And some of these grasses, like this reindeer moss, you could eat too.
And I can tell it's reindeer moss. Look, it's kind of white. They look a little bit like little branches. Actually, they look quite like reindeer antlers as well. But you can actually eat this, and it's not going to give me much nutritional value, but what it will do is fill out my stomach and stop me feeling so hungry. And this is what the Vikings used to use it for.
Survival is all about making the most of opportunity. Most Icelandic sheep are taken inside in the wintertime, but there are always a few that don't get rounded up. A local farmer has left me a dead sheep so I can show you what to do.
He hasn't been dead that long. His eyeballs are still there, which means he's probably only, you know, maybe a few days since he's died. And look, yeah, you see all of this. It's really, really nice meat. And now I've got this bit off, I can just begin to cut the meat away from all the skin. And now it's going to cut a nice strip of this fat as well.
Fat should be stored whenever possible. The oils can be used in many survival situations, like emergency food or fire.
Icelanders eat almost every part of a sheep, you know, everything from testicles, heart, liver, you know, even the eyeballs. Actually, I'm going to take this out.
Sheep eyeballs are extremely nutritious. They are high in protein and rich in vitamin A and D. Usually, they are the first things to rot, but in this cold weather, these are still good.
And the eyeball, give them a dunk in the geothermal and cook the meat in there as well, because it's boiling. And then all of this is going to be good enough to eat.